There's a new product on the market, and it's for women, but it takes the idea of Black Friday to a more environmentally conscious place. The stylish centerpiece of the company is a completely sustainable backpack. It's designed from the ground up by a local mother-daughter business team. So I met up with co-founder and co-owner of Diosa, Kim Hickman, to chat about Green Friday.
My daughter, Katie Thompson, who's co-founder with me, she said to me, you know what? We need to think about not Black Friday, but Green Friday. Because our bag is based on social impact, we say. We want to have an impact on all levels, whether it's women, people, the environment. And basically, the bag itself is to help support women in many ways. So we thought supporting the environment and supporting people's lives in general, this bag will do a number of things. So having our Green Friday gave us an opportunity to really put ourselves out there as a company that believes in the environment and sustainable products. So our bag is made out of vegan leather, which is a recycled product, and no animals are used for testing or used in it. Also, our liner is made from recycled water bottles. So we love that whole concept of recycling, reusing, and eventually the bag will be 100% organic. So the Green Friday is helping people understand that, you know, here's a product that's built to last. Here's a product that is made from a small company that's trying to do good in the world. And we say our motto is Diosa for Good. Green Friday is helping people understand mass consumerism. While there's loads of deals out there, and it's great, and we have our own deals on Kickstarter. It's all good. But think about what your product is. What are you buying? How are you buying it? And is it something that you believe in and aligns with your values? Because that's the way we do business. Everything we do, we think about it has to align with our values and our missions about what's true to us.
Ms. Hickman, tell me about the name Diosa. It kind of catches your ear.
So it means goddess in Spanish. And when I was trying to come up with the branding for this backpack, which is about 3 years ago, I wanted an empowering name for it, and it had to have a good ring, and it had to feel strong, and it had to feel like female, but, you know, just had to have a nice ring, as you said. So I do a lot of work in Guatemala. I had a company there where I did volunteer work, and I've worked a lot with families and saw that women especially work extremely hard to support their families, and they do traditional weaving. So one of the items that we're going to sell in our backpack are little hand-woven bags from Guatemala. The bag that we have, our backpack, will be made actually overseas in China because they have the technology, the manufacturing, access to materials. But Guatemala, the Spanish language is just, I love it. It's just near and dear to me. So Diosa means goddess in Spanish. And we said, wow, what a perfect name. It's about women. It's strong. And it's my ties back to the Mayan people and Spanish people.
The backpack comes with items in it?
The backpack will have your typical backpack functionality, but we've got all kinds of different functionalities put in this bag. It's not just a backpack anymore. But the backpack will have a place for your computer. It has a USB port, so you can buy a charger. We do sell chargers separately. The recharger is from a recycled product, and it is from a company in the U.S., and they are a B Corp.
And you mentioned Kickstarter. So next question, where can people nab one of these?
So it's called the Maya Collection, and on Kickstarter, just kickstarter.com, we're live right now. We're 2 weeks into our campaign. We have another 2 weeks to go. I think we're almost at 30% of our goal, so we really want to give a nice push on the next coming up 2 weeks. And tomorrow being the Green Friday, we have a super amazing deal, so we're encouraging people to go in there because we now just designed a new tote bag, very classy canvas made with the vegan leather, but it's lined with our recycled liner, and it's a print, very, very lush, rich looking, and no one's using plastic bags anymore, so it's a great little gift. Christmas, they won't be here for Christmas, but if you are buying something for Christmas, we will send you a little something so people can open something under the tree. So we've thought of everything. January, we hope they come. We're saying March, just to be on the safe side. COVID has held us back in our production and our shipping. But the Kickstarter is like our biggest event yet, and we're doing really well, and we encourage people to go to kickstarter.com and look for the Maya Collection.